Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Marsher and their wonderful family and friends. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, we're always very blessed when we have with us Chaplain Oscar Smith, a.k.a. Chap Oscar. He is a writer, speaker, and visionary leader who has been deeply involved in the spiritual growth of others for more than 30 years. Today, he addresses what you need to, quote, pass over and who you need to, quote, pass over, to create the life you want. You have to let go of people, places, and situations that negatively impact your life. Then you can create room for a positive flow of that which will enhance your life and go on to create peace, calm, and happiness. Many of you know that we are in the middle of Passover week, and the message of Passover remains as powerful as ever. Freedom is won not on the battlefield, but in the classroom and in the house. Teach your children the history of freedom if you want them never to lose it. That by Chief Rabbi Lord Sacks. And Yaakov Cohen said, this is true freedom, our ability to shape reality. We have the power to initiate, create, and change reality rather than only react and survive it. How can we all educate our children to true freedom? Teach them not to look at reality as defining their acts, but to look at their acts as defining reality. So, of course, the symbol of freedom is when Moses went to God and was given the words to say to Pharaoh, quote, let my people go, so the Israelites could let go of being slaves in Egypt and have their freedom. So today is about your freedom, because when surrounded by negativity, there's no way that you can ever be truly free. Welcome to the show, Chap Oscar. We are always blessed and humbled when you join us.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. This is the world's number one talk show, the Joyce Barry and Friends Show. And Joyce, I appreciate your character and integrity. This is a very challenging discussion we're going to have. But Joyce, when God is in it, there is no limit. It's not over. It is only the beginning. And so as we delve into Passover, our goal is to uncover just what and who we need to pass over to create the life we want. And kudos to your friend and my friend right on the top, to the great Tensi Huber, who we've been working together to bring a 24/7, 365 presence on newspost.com to the great Joyce Barry and Friends global digital space.
And that is so exciting. But let's spell news for them so they'll get it straight. The website is newspost.com. Oscar, is it still in the works or is it ready to go?
Well, it's still in the works, but the site is up. What we're doing now, we've just created a space for you. We had the code in the space for you, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, the Joyce Barry and Friends Show will strategically be in a preeminent space, a digital space with a global expanding audience.
Oscar, that is truly, truly a blessing and so very, very exciting, and we are most grateful. You, since day one with our show, you've always been there, you've always been extremely supportive, and you're someone we could always, always count on. So how blessed I am to have you in my life and for you to support our show.
100%, Joyce. And, you know, sticking with our topic today, I want to drill down deep. Joyce, you know, it's important at this time to let go of certain people, places, and situations that negatively impact our lives. I mean, we've got to drill down deep today. We have to make room for positive, upbeat people who enhance our lives.
Absolutely. And one of the hardest things for people, and I know this with my decades of being a coach and my experience, it's always very, very hard and very challenging for people to let go of anything, relationships, clutter in the house, or whatever it is they're surrounded to. They are creatures of habit, and it's always tough for them to let go. So today, Chap Oscar, I know you'll give them the incentive and why it's important for them to let go, to open up the space to have much better things come in.
Well, Joyce, what we are sharing today will create, beyond any shadow of a doubt, total peace, total calm, and total happiness. Total peace, total calm, and total happiness. All we ask people to do is to stop the conversation and join this conversation and listen. Listen deeply to what's being presented today. It could be a revelation to many of you, as it was a revelation to me many years ago when I got into this work. But let me just start by saying this, Joyce, because you mentioned Moses. There is neither, and we need to listen to this carefully, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. That's in Galatians 3:28. And that's our foundation scripture, Joyce. You know, so many people can get this message complicated. You've had a lot of great guests, so we're not going to follow down the same track, but we're going to reinforce what we know about Passover. But, Joyce, again, I am honored today to sit in this seat with you to discuss the first of God's seven annual Passovers, festivals, which is the Passover. This was one of seven of God's annual festivals. And so Passover is very important, not only to the Jewish remnant, but also the Gentile remnant.
And that is so true. And just to take that a step further, folks, I just want to invite you to go to our archives on April 22nd when we had Father Brian McWeeny of the Archdiocese join along with Rabbi Joseph Potasnik of the New York Board of Rabbis in a Partners in Faith show about the Passover celebration. And Father Brian talks about the importance of it in the Christian community as well. That's on our show April 22nd to drive home the point that Oscar is making now.
Well, Rabbi Passner, you know, we talked. He is a wonderful man, Joel Freeman, all of the great people that have imparted incredible information or revelation as it relates to Passover. Passover, to me, Joyce, is a reminder of how God spared his people from death in Egypt. That's very significant. To rescue his people from slavery, God took the lives of all the firstborn Egyptian males, but passed over the Israelite homes that had the blood of a sacrificed lamb on their doorframes. And we're going to go into the significance of that, but just put that in your spirit as our anchor. You know, there was a blood sacrifice lamb on their doorframes.
Yes, and that's like a very significant thing. By having that there on the door, the angel of death knew to pass over the Jewish homes and spare them from that ritual of killing the firstborn, so it didn't happen to the Jewish people.
Yeah, and, you know, the death of Christ, ironically, Joyce, actually took place during the daylight hours that followed the Passover evening, which was still the same date. And you know, coming from the Jewish remnant, you know the Hebrew sunset to sunset reckoning, all of that was done on the same day. Christ also was sacrificed on the Passover. He was the perfect Passover lamb for the forgiveness of our sins. And you know, being a chaplain, I'm not proselytizing. That is just a fact, Joyce. And this season, I, like many others, we go into deep spiritual introspection, and Jesus' sacrifice is the starting point of what we know in relationship with Christ's circle. And I'm being very mindful, Joyce, not to call it Christianity or religion or church, but I'm talking about the starting point of what we know as salvation.
And that's what's so special about you, Oscar. You talk to everybody. You don't segregate any religion. Everyone, and who you share that with is Joel Osteen. He's my favorite. When I listen to him, he speaks to all people. He doesn't separate religion. So everyone, he has the most in attendance and listeners worldwide, but he speaks to all of us, and that's how you speak as well.
Well, Joel is an incredible example of good, strong leadership. His father, Daddy Osteen, I mean, I've been familiar with him right at 40 years. You know, Joyce, he wrote books, and he started with TV even, where he put his own personal address and his own personal phone number in every last one of his books. He came, Joel is a product of an incredible dad. I mean, his dad was really a phenomenal man that didn't walk in any kind of fear whatsoever. I mean, he put his own personal address on everything he did.
Wow, I did not know that. I only am familiar with Joel since he took over the preaching. I didn't know his father.
His father was John Osteen, and when you look at Joel, Joel came from rich, dynamic leadership, and so that's why Joel is incredible. But Joel, when you mention Joel, this is our headline today, which is drilling right in on the scripture, and you know the story, but not to be eaten by strangers or hired servants. And you'll find that in Exodus 12:43 with the story. This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. And first, verse 45 goes on to say, and this is where I want to drive home a point, Joyce. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. And the revelation is we've got a lot of foreigners and hired servants eating at the Passover, and God clearly says not to be eaten by strangers or hired servants.
That's very, very significant. And in it is a message for all people. And why don't you tell our audience what that message is so they can relate to it directly in layman's terms?
Well, to break this down, and, you know, again, I'm very respectful of people that are going to listen who are pastors, bishops, apostles, and rabbis and every scholarship. But these verses indicate that strangers and hired servants were not permitted to eat the Passover. And in the Old Testament, strangers represented, Joyce, two categories of people, the unbelievers and the natural man. And so we may readily agree that the unbelievers are strangers, but we may not agree that our natural man is also a stranger who is not allowed to partake of the Passover. So we have to be very circumspect on who takes of the Passover. Actually, our natural man is no different from an unbeliever, for our natural life is always quick to go along with the way of an unbeliever. The natural man and the unbelievers are of the same family, Joyce, and that is significant. You got a lot of people here playing church and not being about the truth. And you got so much delusion out here and distortion and misreading. And you can it's so funny with people that memorize scriptures. Well, what about, and I ask them, what about the semicolon? What about the parentheses? What about the periods? And the natural man, Joyce, is a stranger linked to hired service. Very significant point.
Yes, very significant indeed. And folks, I'll tell you something else that's very significant, and that is the value you will get of listening to our show every day. We always have a positive message, and we always design our shows to impact your life. And here, in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, you can click on follow. And in so doing, you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. So you need not miss any of our special shows. If you can't join us when we are live at 11 Eastern, you can go to the archives 24/7, arrow down to what you resonate with, and hear every single show. Back to you, Oscar.
Well, Joyce, we're going to move this forward, but I want to, again, pick up where we left off. A hired servant is one who serves for wages, for compensation, and the natural man also works for God in order to receive compensation. And this, Joyce, is very commonplace in today's church. For the most part, church has become a religion in which strangers are hired to work for wages. And although a hired servant may receive wages, with him or her, there is no grace, there is no faith, there is no enjoyment, because to enjoy the principle of Passover, a hired servant really doesn't have the position to actually partake of the Passover. There's no position there for a hired servant or a natural mind. And I could go on to prove that. But in Galatians, and I would love people to write this thing down. This is Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "We who believe in Christ are no longer servants. We are sons." And sons, again, Joyce, not male, female, but we're not servant, we are sons. And so children simply, God's children, simply enjoy the family life. And you know, coming from the Jewish remnant, Passover, the Seder, all of that is shared in a family lifestyle. We don't labor as hired servants in order to share in compensation. Our enjoyment of God's salvation is according to the principle of free grace, and that's what we're talking about today, Joyce. God allows us to enjoy the Passover not as wages, but only as a free gift of grace. And we promise today, people, the people listening, that they would have total freedom, total peace, total calmness. Because when we actually approach the Passover season with this kind of position, it is clear that the natural man, the higher servant, can't enjoy the Passover the way God would have us to receive it. And the way to receive this kind of life is not obtained. So many people are working up a ladder trying to obtain something that is freely attained. It's attained, not obtained.
You certainly knew how to drive that point home. And folks, you really don't have to be Jewish. I want to stress that to appreciate Passover and the message of Passover, the significance of Passover. So what we're doing on today's show is taking a look so you can think about what you need to pass over to create the life you want, who you need to pass over to create the life you want. So, Chap Oscar, what advice do you have for our listeners so they can give up a lot of the what's in their life that are negative, that surround them in a way that doesn't move them forward but rather holds them back? What is your advice?
Joyce, my heartfelt advice is to get, and you know, I preach to myself first. We have to understand victory is a gift, and we only have to receive victory as a gift. Victory is a gift that is placed in our hand and no effort or assembly required. The victory is given to us. We don't obtain it, we attain it. And victory is a gift, and Passover victory is obtained. And so what we're talking about on air today can only be obtained if you understand the significance at which we go about Passover. Passover is very, it's just an incredible season. It's an annual season that commemorates what actually happened when we read about the separation that took place and the sacrifice that took place. We all, Gentiles and Jewish people alike, we are urged to celebrate the Hebrew feast of the Passover when we truly understand what it is. It's not just a ritual for Jewish people.
Right, right, right. And one of the things we were talking about with Father Brian McWeeny, how he goes to Passover Seders every year. He has someone very high up in the Archdiocese. On his Facebook webpage, you'll see him shaking hands with the Pope. And here's a man that is so, like you, Oscar, down-to-earth, humble, in support of all faiths. And Rabbi Potashnik talks about how every Christmas Eve he goes to Midnight Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And I just want to see more of that, more of people that have differences but celebrate the differences rather than judge the differences.
Well, that's how we're going to enjoy our freedom, Joyce. So many people have this twisted, but we have to remember the Passover feast and the other feasts involved are shadows of something greater than themselves. And it's absolutely remarkable. And we started off by saying that in the calendar year, Christ, the Lamb of God, was sacrificed during Passover. So that's very significant. At roughly the same time, the high priest was offering a lamb for the sin of the Jews, God was offering his son for the sins of the world. You don't hear that message anymore. what we hear today, and I'm not indicting all churches and religions and persuasions, but I'm saying we've gotten into more of an entertainment and being cool and not really digging down deep to what makes us a united state and a united people. It is really on the cross, the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world. We need to know that. And we don't need to get involved in all this drama. I mean, I have Muslim friends. I have Jewish friends. I have Buddhist friends. I have friends in all circles. And we all have to understand that many things we know just ain't so.
And when people really get the significance of Passover and they see how it taps into Christian faith and Jewish faith, they would have a different kind of respect for it. But what I want to get back to is give people that may be stuck and say, I don't know what I have to give up. I don't know who I have to give up. So I'd like to just give some examples to open up the doors of thinking where maybe you don't realize that these are things you should be giving up to create the space you want. So I'm just some examples here. They may or may not apply to you, but I would say clutter, things that take up a lot of space, old worn-out clothes, even technology, all the excess emails that you never got to. Some people have thousands of emails that they never got to. They're saving it for what? Things you'll never use, things you'll never get to. And one way to handle all of that is to think in terms of what you can donate. When you donate things that you don't want anyway, there's a full feel-good feeling in letting them go versus a hard feeling, oh, I may use this someday, somehow, sometime. So I always think in terms of what you can donate, what I can donate, and I always support people in thinking that way. So what do you want to add to the conversation, Oscar, of things that they should give up to create the space and create the life people want?
Well, let me just say this, Joyce. One of the things that we should give up is ourselves and go by the encouragement that the rest we need is to rest in the security of the Passover. And in the Passover talk today, we're talking about resting in the security of Christ's shed blood. That's where the security is. We live in a world that is spiritually depleted by the spirit of the age, which is what can I bring to the table? What can I do? We refuse to acknowledge the marvelous love and grace. We would rather earn our security and deliverance. We are always questioning our safety. If God based our security on our love for Him or on our personal goodness, we would be in more danger than those who broke the law. So my biggest encouragement today is, God, please, my prayer is, God, please take the security for Chap Oscar out of my hand so I stand on His pure mercy and grace alone. There is nothing good about Chap Oscar. I only ask, really, I have nothing good. I have to stand on the pure mercy and grace that Christ's shed blood alone provides for me. And that really is a sacrifice, and that's a substitution. Because, you know, really right now, the spirit of the age, we're all talking about what can we do in our goodness, but it's only God's mercy, obedience, and devotion that brings us a desired result at this hour.
Well, as you were speaking and you had an interesting take on it, it just reminded me of something else, that I would say what you need to give up to create the life you want is ego. Ego so often gets in the way. It gets in the way of apology. It gets in the way of admitting you did something wrong. It gets in the way of acknowledging that you hurt someone and asking forgiveness. So ego is a very big thing that gets in the way of really having what you want. I ask you to ask yourself, do you want to win the fight or do you want to have the relationship? What would you prefer? And if you have a choice between anger and kindness, if you can count to 10, let go of the anger and be kind to people, substitute that anger for kindness, because you never, ever know what's going on in someone's life, what's going on behind their closed doors. You never know. So you have to give people a little space, because, as I said, not knowing what they're dealing with, not knowing what they're going through, you may tend to say things that are hurtful and do things that are really not in your best interests or theirs.
Exactly, Joyce. That's awesome. I just want to bring this out, and I came on this just few days ago, and I was just thinking about it. You hear about drug abuse, domestic violence, you hear all of this. But let's talk about blood abuse. And that's part of the drama today. We open up ourselves to all kinds of untoward activity when we abuse Passover and the intended purpose of the sacrificial blood, which I'm calling blood abuse. God never intended for his children to live under fear, anxiety, or guilt.
That's absolutely true as well. And, you know, people all ask the question, how could we say it's a good God? Look what I'm going through. Look what my family's going through. So that's a question we're always in search of answers. I think it was Rabbi Hirschfeld that wrote the book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? And we're always in that question. How do you address that, Chap Oscar?
Well, excuse me. The Apostle Paul, Joyce, is my best example. And that's Romans chapter 5. I'm so glad you asked, because I have my finger there. But the Apostle Paul states, it is amazing. I mean, this is not Chap Oscar. This is Apostle Paul. He says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Through him. And that's Romans 5:9. And we need Joyce to really dare to think for one moment, why would I, Chap Oscar, or why would Joyce Barry, and why would you entrust your security to the hands of your own flesh? That's a question. Yet we keep attempting to add to the blood, the sacrificial blood. We want to add the Passover. This Passover truth, over the years, over the many thousands of years, it's been the blood plus discipleship. It's been the blood plus self-denial. It's been the blood plus obedience. The blood plus mortification of the flesh. The blood plus feelings of holiness. And we get that. I mean, people can whip up some holiness in a minute and having you thinking that they're right on point, and so on and so on. A thousand times, no, Joyce. I say a thousand times, no. Nothing must be added to the sacrificial blood that we talk about, the Lamb, and we also talk about, in spiritual work, the Lamb of God, which was his son. So that blood alone can secure our future, secure us from wrath and judgment. And that's what we're talking about today, giving ourselves over 100% to the truth in God's word, the Torah, you know, whatever persuasion. But there is a redeeming truth that must be attained today, that can't be obtained through anything that we're adding to the shed blood, the sacrificial blood.
And folks, these words are very powerful. So I want to go back to what today is about. What and who do you need to, quote, pass over to create the life you want? Tomorrow's show is how to visualize, image, and create the life you want with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. So today's show kind of like sets the stage, paves the way for visualize, image, and create the life you want. But before you do that, you want to look at what you need to let go of, who you need to let go of. There's a distinction between just having a difference of opinion with someone versus someone who's very negative, who everything you want to do tells you all the reasons why it can't be done. Negative energy, negative spirits, any of that. Again, you got to ask yourself if it's more important to be right or is it more important to have the kind of relationship you want, which always takes a lot of compromise, always. So let go of judgments, let go of being right. If they're basically good people, then try to work out your differences. I say you know when to let go, when people are hurtful, when people are negative, when people tell you all the reasons why you can't have something or do something or get something. Anything you want to share about that? You certainly counsel so many people, Chap Oscar.
Well, a counsel today, Joyce, and I love this dialogue because, see, you're adding another flavor, but, you know, it's not anything that we have or have not done, but it's all as a result of God's grace. And it is the desire, and you know this to be a fact, Joyce, of God's heart to bring many sons and daughters into his majestic, marvelous glory. That's what God lives to do. That's God's heartbeat. We serve a loving God who is not bent on condemnation, wrath, or judgment. Just the opposite. He offers deliverance from wrath and judgment. The blood that we are talking about today, Joyce, is not an act of appeasement to an angry God, but a testament of his love for a lost humanity.
Absolutely. And folks, I want to take a moment and refer you again to the website that's being newly created, in progress as we speak, News, spelled N-E-W-Z, like in zebra, News Posts. That's plural, posts.com. It truly is one of the best, if not the best, news site I've ever seen. My goodness, the colors are up to the minute, breaking news. Whatever you want to know about the news, it's all right there. And it's a site that is absolutely amazing. When I look at it, I can't believe it's so in the moment news and quality news that I really want to refer you to that, newzpost.com. Oscar, with your new website, I know how excited you are. Is there anything else you want to share about that site and why people should go to that in particular?
Well, the site is pretty incredible. That site really went up in August, Joyce, and it was the product of over 2 to 3 years worth of planning. Of course, you know, Music City Mingle, right now, well over 1 million subscribers on Music City Mingle. That's going to be part of the news post. But the platform had to be established because advertising in mainstream media is so expensive that God's wisdom, he said, well, hey, create your own news portal. And over the years, that's what I did. So NewsPost, N-E-W-Z-P-O-S-T-S, we cover news from around the world. And right now we're getting accolades from mainstream media actually coming to our news feeds, because I'm breaking news every 5 to 10 seconds from around the world. And when you deal with sports, when you deal with different governments and tsunamis and all the different earthquakes, all the things going on around the world, we are that one source covering a majority of news as it happens. And so Tetsuya Uber is helping. But I got people around the world, photographers, that are really working together to make newsfolks.com a preeminent go-to news portal.
And it's awesome. It truly is awesome. And the other site that you mentioned in passing, I want people to know about that too. It's MusicCityMingle.com, MusicCityMingle.com. And for folks who don't know what that's about, well, if you might have guessed, it's a dating site. So we recommend you check that out as well, Music City Mingle. And while you're at it, you can check out my official site, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, and you'll see all my seminar programs and what my coaching is about and countless testimonials from people all over the country, people just like you that want to endorse our services. And here are just a few of my very favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And when you do that in the subject line, put Chap Oscar Dash Passover Show, so I'll know what show inspired you to write to me. And in the text of the email, name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I will give you a call and talk about whether you resonate with having a home business, whether you resonate with having a coach, whatever it is we're talking about, it's all free. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. And for those of you that listen to the show today and you say to yourself, I got to check out this newspost.com. I got to check out musiccitymingle.com. I have to look at Joyce's site. Then I ask you, with all the information we gave you and what could impact your life, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And I suggest, folks, you always keep in mind your vision, what you want, what you strive for. And if you have that in your forefront all the time, it'll be so much easier to let go of the clutter in your life, whether it's in the form of things or people, so you can create that space to bring in the opportunities and the miracles. Oscar, what would you like to say as we're closing out the show? What words do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, Joyce, let's consider this. We've had an incredible show, and I tried not to be overly deep, but, you know, our topic was the Passover. But let's consider this. Is it more important to look at the Passover blood with our own feeble eyes and believe what we perceive, or as God Almighty sees it? God sees in the blood of his Son a full and complete removal of all that required judgment that we perceive. Our self precedes this big, you know, judgment coming. But in God's sight, the work of Christ is a finished work of rescue from that which was deserved, the wrath. And this is very significant, and the one point I want to resonate with today, Joyce. God did not say, when you see the blood, but when I see the blood. And it is then that God is satisfied, not when we see the blood. And many of us in these pulpits and these platforms, everything is about me, 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 ego and pride, all these other things, what kind of car you drive, prosperity, what kind of airplane. But God said, it's when I see the blood, not when you see the blood, but when I see the blood. And it is then that God is satisfied. So I just thank you, George, for allowing this message to go forth. It takes some bravado and boldness to present this type of treatment on Passover, but I believe this platform that you created with Rabbi Pasnik and all the other great speakers, Joel Freeman, Ted Siuba, all the people that are going to speak this week, this Passover week is significant, and I just pray my contribution today has some validity and offers people a way of total peace, total calmness, and total freedom from what we've done to ourselves internally, worried about it, and putting all of the weight on our shoulders when all we have to do is come under the sacrificial blood of what Passover truly represents.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Chap Oscar. You're always a major contribution to people, folks all over the world. You always have such wise words to share. I'm thinking about this time, maybe we should give our listeners some magical keys to get them through all this letting go and creating the life they really want. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. So I went in by saying I'm so grateful to the support of my dear friend, Chap Oscar, for all that he does, not just for me, my show, but for people. He just touches their hearts everywhere. And I want to close with this prayer that I've written for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. We really wish that for all you folks. And we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, starting with the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
you'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.